A cross-country skier born in the troubled Xinjiang region to be a joint final torchbearer at the climax of the Winter Olympic opening ceremony on Friday night. Campaigners say that at least 1 million mostly Muslim minorities have been incarcerated in so-called re-education camps in Xinjiang, where China is also accused of forcibly sterilizing women and imposing forced labor. After initially denying the existence of the camps, Beijing said they were vocational training centers aimed at reducing the appeal of Islamic extremism. The U.S. and lawmakers from multiple Western nations have accused China of carrying out a genocide against its Muslim minorities in Xinjiang, a charge Beijing denies. Washington is leading a diplomatic boycott of the games by a group of Western nations, including Britain, Canada, and Australia, over China's human rights record. The countries taking part in the boycott have not sent officials to Beijing, but their athletes will still participate in competitions. The first U.S. troops reinforcing NATO allies in Eastern Europe and Germany amid a Russian military buildup on Ukraine's border have arrived in Germany, the U.S. military's European command said on Friday. A spokesperson said, quote, "These are the first of 2,000 soldiers to arrive in Europe following the Pentagon's announcement of additional forces moving from the United States to Europe in support of our NATO allies." On Wednesday, U.S. President Joe Biden ordered nearly 3,000 extra troops to Poland and Romania to shield Eastern Europe from a potential spillover from the Ukraine crisis. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Madagascar has put six of its regions on high alert as a tropical storm